joined by Brian McLaughlin here at the Bridge. It's a bit of a mixed weekend for you, Brian. Your club out of the championship today, but we're going to reflect back on yesterday and what a win by the Donegal Masters, All-Ireland champions. And you played through your career in your younger days trying to win All-Ireland titles, and yeah, you have a Masters one now with the guys who were on a super show yesterday against Dublin.
Ah, it was a great one. Oh, she nice. You know, nice to win here. It would have been so close this last couple of years. You know, we lost to Mayo 2 years ago in the semi-final after extra time. They went on to win it and lost last year to Dublin after replay, and they went on to win it. So this year, especially with the way things went early on, you know, we're kind of back to the wall and we're nearly out of the competition. You know, we're depending on other results, and then to come back, three great results. Beat Galway, beat Roscommon, and beat Dublin yesterday, so it was nice to win. Yeah.
Yeah, it can be a daunting task when you go in to face the reigning All-Ireland champions, and you see that at senior level, but it's a case the same as Masters, but you stepped up to the challenge big time. You weren't in any way off Dublin, so you weren't?
We did, you know what I mean? We knew we could match them. We played them last year, like we didn't, definitely didn't fear them, you know. They beat a good Tyrone team in the semi-final by 5 points, so we knew it was going to be a battle, like, but we didn't hold back, and we went all out yesterday, you know. So even half time, like, we're playing against or playing with the breeze, we're only 2 points up, but being Donegal that we are, you know what I mean, we playing against the breeze, no better team to play against the breeze than us in the second half, and great second half performance. Yeah. So it was nice.
It was a low scoring game, 9-7, but listen, it was a real physical encounter. So it
real
was.
Physical encounter, yeah. You know, it was, you know, every score was hard to get, you know what I mean. So it was, you know, nothing came easy, like, so it was good hard game, you know what I mean, was, because Dublin scored 119 in the semi-final and only scored 7 points yesterday, but our defence yesterday was excellent, like, you know what I mean, they didn't give them very little, you know.
You mentioned you put in a lot of work this year and he's relying on other results to progress through, but this sort of team's been building over this last, what, 3 or 4 years, hasn't it?
Yeah, like, it was my third year involved, but they've been going this last 4 years. They won the Shield the first year, you know, so as I said, like, we, you know, two years ago, got to semi-final, last year got to semi-finals, you know what I mean, so we've been thereabouts, and, you know, it's been it's 3 or 4 years on the go, and, like, it's not the 15 that played yesterday, not even the 24 that we had, 31 togged yesterday, but even, you know what I mean, there's loads of guys there that have been involved this last 3 or 4 years that wasn't involved yesterday, but, it's, you know, it's been a whole team squad ethic, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to sort of pinpoint anybody or take anybody out, but obviously Johnny McCaff was involved, John Harn was involved, we know these names, but Michael Sticky Ward put on a big performance yesterday, so he did surely,
you know what I mean, when Sticky always, you know what I mean, when the back's the wall, you know what I mean, he'll always come up with big scores, and the biggest score he got yesterday, you know what I mean, when we were really up against it, you know what I mean, and the ball went up some, like, and he got that last score, you know what I mean, and that won us the game, like, you know, so.
Brian Monaghan, reeling back the years too?
Yeah, rolling back
like
the years.
Like yourself.
Ah, sure, listen, we keep going, we have to keep going, you know, but Barry put in a monster performance yesterday, centre half back, like, it was absolutely brilliant, like, everything that he ran the whole show, like, you know what I mean, we just reeled in behind him, you know, so he was excellent, you know, so.
You enjoying your football as much now as what you were, what, 10, 15 years ago?
Yeah, listen, there's another 10 years left in his yet, so we're, so enjoy.
You're to defend this now, so you do.
Well, we're trying to go for this 5 in a row. We're trying to get them back with Dublin.
And listen, the door's always open going forward for Masters football. It shows that men that are 40 plus can enjoy themselves and continue to kick ball, and there is success at the end of it.
Absolutely. Like, we're always recruiting every year. Like, so, you know, this year we brought on Johnny McCaff, Peter McHugh, boys they got there, you know what I mean? So it's, next year we'll have another few boys, you know what I mean? So it's just great, even if you're available yourself. We'll get the boots on you.
Listen, there was a joke up in the press room earlier on that this is like a development squad down here in St. Michael's,
because
Christy Toy and Colin Mantner are not far off.
Right? We'll soon get them on high another year too, you know, so you're never over age, so we'll get them all on board.
Okay, listen, I know it's a difficult day today when the club are bow out of the club championship, but thanks for talking to us, Brian.
Thanks, Austin. Good man.